Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 9:40 on this Monday morning. Parents have lots to worry about when it comes to their kids. And I hate to add one more thing to the list, but here's something that really often goes overlooked, and that is the danger of children on train tracks. You know, every 5 days in this country, a child is killed in a train collision. This month happens to be National Rail Safety Month, and Safe Kids Worldwide has issued a report called Railroads, an Often Overlooked Danger to Children. Joining us right now to talk more about this, Senior Research Associate with Safe Kids Worldwide, Mark Chandler. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Why don't we talk more about the dangers of train collisions? I guess this is something that is kind of flown under the radar. I didn't realize how prevalent this is.
Yeah, that's right, Paul. You know, this is something that's not often top of mind with folks, but, you know, just like you said, every 5 days in the U.S., a child age 19 or under is killed in a collision with a train. And then not only that, but for every death, there's three more children that suffer injuries that, you know, are really oftentimes traumatic and require extensive medical treatment.
And so what can we do about this?
You know, I think that it's important to remember the main two ways that these injuries occur. So the first would be injuries at railroad crossings. And this is mostly when drivers or pedestrians are going around the gates, you know, or you might have a car that's speeding up trying to beat a train. But what a lot of folks don't realize is that trains, you know, they weigh several thousand tons and they can take up to a full mile to come to a stop. And if you think about that, that's the length of 15 football fields. So by the time that a conductor sees you, it's oftentimes too late for them to come to a stop. And, you know, and on top of that, the second way that these injuries most often happen is through trespassing incidents. And this is where, you know, kids and even adults, you know, take shortcuts along the tracks to get to point A to point B in their community. You know, teens often think this is a, you know, by the tracks is a cool place to hang out with their friends, maybe, you know, snap some selfies or take senior photos. But not only is this illegal, but it's also very unsafe.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, you do see a lot of, you know, senior pictures taken on the railroad tracks, and that's just not safe at all, is it?
No, it's not safe. You know, and many folks have a misperception that you'll hear a train coming and that you'll have time to, you know, get off of the tracks before it gets there. But what a lot of people don't realize is that trains are actually a lot quieter nowadays than they used to be. So they no longer have that clickety-clack sound that would tell you that it's coming. You know, and also the trains are wider than most people think, too. So they're about 3 feet wider on either side of the tracks. So even if you're not standing directly on the tracks, you're still in danger of being struck.
There's a new rail safety public service campaign out now. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So there's, you know, we have Rail Safety Week where we're really trying to spread awareness, you know, working through our network of coalitions, Safe Kids coalitions that operate across the U.S. And really have been partnering with Union Pacific to try to raise attention and awareness of this issue, to really get parents to start talking to their kids about the dangers. You know, we did a survey, a national survey, and we actually found that fewer than half of parents say that they've ever talked to their child about how to be safe around the railroad tracks. And then also when it comes to modeling behaviors, we found that half of parents surveyed said that they themselves take risky behaviors, you know, things like walking along the train tracks or driving around the gates. So really just trying to raise awareness to parents to talk to their children about the dangers and to also model safe behaviors.
Yeah. Yeah, having that conversation really is important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where can people get more information?
Sure. So we, you know, if you'd like to learn more about, you know, rail safety and ways that you can keep your kids safe, you can go to the Rail Safety Station. And this is an online resource that we've developed in partnership with Union Pacific. And has tons of resources for community educators and partners, but also for parents and caregivers. You know, so we have things like fact sheets, safety tips and videos. And then for community educators, we also have customizable lesson plans and outreach templates. So we definitely encourage folks to go online and check that out. And you can find that at safekids.org/railsafetystation.
All right. Sounds good, Mark. Thanks for the information. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Thanks for helping us get the word out.
You got it. Bye-bye.